A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, 18-25. The birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother, Mary, had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man, and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife. But he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus. Preaching to you today from Jerusalem, I say that Jesus lived up to his name. We hear a lot of names in the daily scripture readings these days before Christmas, particularly the names of Mary and Joseph, and the long list of names in the genealogy of Jesus, including his grandfather's name, Jacob. But most importantly, we learn that the angel of God told Mary and Joseph to name their newborn child Jesus. A friend of mine told me that once, after her family had been discussing possible names for a forthcoming grandchild, the young sibling suddenly asked, "Does God have another name?" Somewhat intrigued, they asked her, "What do you mean, another name for God?" She says, "Yes, well, I mean the name God doesn't really sound very good to me." Now amused, they asked her further, "Well, then what name would be better for God?" She thought for a moment and then said, "Well, I think Rosemary would be a good name." But it turns out that there are actually many names for God in the Bible, including Yahweh, Elohim, El Shaddai, Adonai, etc. Names and the naming process were very important in ancient Israel, just as in many cultures today. They put great value on naming their baby, perhaps after a relative or a famous person, or with a composed name that has a significant message or a symbolic meaning. Everyone takes naming a baby seriously, and often that's the first question asked. What are you going to name it? I don't doubt that many of us take to heart the original meaning of our own name. So it was when the angel revealed to Mary and Joseph that their child was to be named Jesus. Jesus in English, it's English, coming from the Latin Jesus, which is a translation from the original Greek New Testament, Jesus. And that comes from Jesus' name in the original Hebrew, Yahoshua, or simply for short, Yahshua. It would have been written from right to left in the Hebrew letters, Yod, Shin, Vav, Ayin. Yahshua, Yahshua. In fact, it's a quite common Hebrew name, as found in the sixth book of the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, or heard on the streets here in Jerusalem, or even downtown Chicago. Yahshua, or, "Hey, Joshua, come here." This Hebrew name, Yahshua, or in English equivalent, Jesus, has very special meaning. God's salvation, or simply, God saves. In this gospel for today, Matthew links the naming of Jesus to a passage from the prophet Isaiah, which says, "They shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Of course, he is named Jesus, not Emmanuel. But this is Scripture's way of saying that Emmanuel and Yahshua are one and the same, a fulfillment of all the prophets. God is with us, Emmanuel. And at the same time, God is saving us, Yahshua, Jesus. God is saving us by literally being with us, Yahshua, Emmanuel. God is the power behind Jesus, and not only in his Hebrew name. The incarnation is our salvation. Certainly, Jesus lives up to his name. The meaning behind his birth and his mission is from God. The name Jesus is not some magical or Gnostic power, as we hear from some camps, like those belonging to the sacred name movement, who believe that you can only be saved if you pronounced Yahshua in correct Hebrew, instead of using the English word Jesus. God's saving presence is much more available and overpowering than name-dropping or word game. In William Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet, we witness how the true essence of a person is much more important than even one's name. Romeo Montague and Juliet Capulet meet and fall in love. But the tragedy is that they are members of two enemy families. Yet they defy the obligatory hatred between Montague and Capulet families. Juliet sums it all up by saying to Romeo, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet." So it is with our Savior God with us. No laws or powers are more important than the love of God and of neighbor. No hostile divisions, simply over names, like Palestinian or Jew, Muslim or Christian, no such titles have any power whatsoever compared to our God. As we celebrate the season of Emmanuel, the child Jesus, Yahshua, let us live up to our most important name, as he did. We call ourselves Christians. So then, let us be Christ's loving presence in the world today.